Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Nikhil Agarwal, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Wipro Quarter 4 profit falls 1% sequentially, but beats street estimate. WPI inflation spikes to over 8-year high of 7.39% in March. India's jobless rate up over 8% in April so far. Petrol diesel prices finally cut after 15 days of pause. Delhi announces weekend curfew, UP night curfew in 10 districts. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. Benchmark indices staged a smart recovery from the day's lows to settle higher thanks to strong buying in TCS, private banks and oil and gas counters. Sensex, which was on the verge of testing sub 48,000 level intraday, settled the day above 48,800 level, up about 260 points. Similarly, Nifty recovered from 14,350 odd levels to settle at 14,580. That said, the mood in the broader market was negative, with four stocks ending lower for every three that rose. Fear gauge, India VIX rose 2% to near 21 level. Some 229 stocks hit lower circuit limits, while another 244 hit their respective upper circuit limits. TCS jumped 4%, ONGC and ICICI Bank added 3% each. HDFC Bank advanced 2%, while Dr. Reddy's Lab, HDFC and Axis Bank gained 1% each. Infosys remained the worst Sensex performer, falling 3% for the day. We have Mr. Usmik Oja of Kotak Securities with us to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, Mr. Oja. What led to the market recovery today?
Stock futures are up and European markets are also in the green. The US 10-year bond yield is also slowly coming off from the recent rise. This could provide some relief to global equity markets. After seeing a sharp depreciation in the April month, the INR has pulled back below 75 mark today. We feel the RBI has tools to manage the rupee at extremes because of the heavy accretion to reserves seen in the last 1 year. After IT results, the earnings season will accelerate from next week with banking and other companies coming out with numbers. We expect a strong earnings season going forward, which could restrict any major downside that could be coming in markets due to the rise in COVID cases. Since the developed markets are showing strength and trading near the new highs, it is not easy to be bearish on the market. We feel markets will find support at every dips.
Do you see substantial earnings downgrades due to the second COVID wave?
The sharp escalation in the number of confirmed and active COVID cases across several states in India may result in further lockdowns in many more cities and states. We are already witnessing this in the metros and some of the tier 1 cities. However, the ongoing vaccination rollout and the lagged recovery data suggest that the economic impact could be moderate and the earnings impact could also be limited. The smaller cities and rural areas appear to be less impacted. Also, exports could see lesser impact as global trade is open. We do not rule out some downgrades to FY22 earnings, but at the same time, we need to keep in mind that the low base of last year in the first half could provide some surprise element also going forward. The views on the market at this point are mixed because of the near-term challenges versus the reasonable medium-term outlook. We would use the ongoing correction in the market to add to cyclical names over a period of time.
We caught up with Mr. Aditya Agarwala of Yes Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Welcome to the show, Mr. Agarwala. Nifty 50 closed nearly at the day's high. What are the technical charts suggesting?
Nifty 50 index ended trade with gains of 77 points at the high point of the day amid sharp intraday volatility, forming a small real body and a long lower shadow as bulls stepped in towards the end of the trading session to pull the benchmark index higher. Further, Nifty 50 index has taken support at the lower end of the broad trading range placed at 14,300, which also happens to be a trendline support. Moreover, it formed a higher low and a higher high in trade today, suggesting a short-term uptrend above 14,600. If bulls manage to take the index beyond 14,600 in the coming trading sessions, good short covering rallies could extend to levels of 14,700, about 14,850 on the upside. Now on the downside, crucial support zones are placed between 14,450 to about 14,300, which happens to be the lower end of the zone, trading zone. Moreover, RSI has moved upwards from the support zone of 40, confirming broad sideways consolidation activity going on at the moment.
Nifty Bank outperformed Nifty for another day. What is the outlook there?
Bank Nifty ended the session with gains of 1%, outperforming the benchmark indices. On the weekly chart so far, the index has formed a hammer candlestick pattern, which is suggesting buying from the lower levels and a temporary pause to the corrective phase. However, it continues to face resistance at levels of 32,200 to about 32,350 mark, and a sustained trade beyond this resistance zone will trigger a short covering rally to levels of 33,250 about 33,900 on the upside. Failure to break out from this resistance hurdle could resume the choppy trading sessions, dragging the index lower to levels of 31,400 to about 31,000 on the downside. RSI too has formed a positive reversal, and a sustained trade beyond 32,350 would confirm a good up move in the coming trading sessions.
Asian markets were largely mixed for the day. European markets were trading higher in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye bye.